What's up, besties? Okay, this week is crazy because guess what? You get two episodes this week. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus because the holidays, I'm kind of running on like the episode, the TV schedule, you know, how they have that really weird, like long hiatus in January and they just don't release anything. That's kind of what I'm doing. I really didn't want to edit anything this week. But we're what, 2.5 weeks into January. So happy new year. Happy 2023. There's so many shows. First off, so many shows closed. We'll chat about that later. And so many shows are opening. We're not even halfway through the Tony season this year. It's literally wild, y'all. Anyway, today I get to sit down with my friend Bree. Well, not today, but this episode. We're sitting down with my friend Bree. Listen, I thought I was a Wicked fan. I'm not a Wicked fan compared to Bree. Like, I am a slight listener. Compared to Brie. Anyway, we chat Wicked theories. We chat a little bit of Sondheim. It'll be so much fun. I hope you enjoy it. And in like 2 days, you'll get another podcast episode. It's a really fun week. It's a great first week of 2023 for the podcast. So I hope you enjoy. And let's get to it. I don't know what else to say. That's it. Just get ready for Wicked. That's pretty much it. It's a little... Do you know Wicked? Does anyone know Wicked? It's really small, like indie musical. It's, you know. Anyway, I try to make the joke. I try to make that joke every single time, and I don't think it actually lands because I don't know how to make a joke. Anyway, enjoy. That's all. That's all from me. Okay, bye.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called I'll Drink to That.
I'll Drink to That? Oh, that makes sense. Hi, this is Bree Leftwich, and you're listening to I'll Drink to That with Claire McConnell. I'll drink to that.
Is that your Patty LaBeouf impression?
Yeah. It's killer. I think it's even, I would say that's Tony worthy. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm here with my friend Bree. First off, what are you drinking? What is your choice of drink for this podcast?
This isn't necessarily my choice of drink. I'm kind of disappointed in this one, but I am drinking a frozen chocolate from Dunkin' Donuts. It was a small...
Aren't those... That just tastes like chocolate milk, basically.
It's, yeah. It's like a frozen... It's glorified chocolate milk. I wanted boba, but alas, the place was closed, so we didn't get any.
I feel like... If you really wanted boba, you could have found a place to get boba.
I know, but I'm also lazy, and I was also stressed about getting here, so.
Can we talk about the fact that Funny Girl is releasing a cast album, but not with Beanie?
Okay, I don't care, first and foremost.
Like, I don't either. I'm not going to listen to it, but I think that's shady.
I think what's important today is that Disenchanted did, in fact, come out, and I did watch it.
It did, and... Whatchamacallit? What's the thing on Apple TV? Spirited Away.
Oh, yeah. I don't have Apple TV. So
that's I do, also but I don't use it very often.
I think I have access to it. I just, again, I don't think I use it.
Two movie musicals came out in the same day. One of them being Disenchanted.
Disenchanted was so
good. I saw you watched it last
night. I did. I watched it this morning.
Like, oh, you watched it this morning?
I literally got up at 8 a.m. and I watched it. And then my friend came at 9:20. And then I continued watching it, even though. And she was like, I was like, do you care that I started this in the middle? And she was like, no. And so then I just watched it. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Does it live up to, like, expectations?
The music disappointed me a little bit.
Didn't Steven?
I know.
No, right?
I know. My boy Steven. I still love you. I'll still forgive him. But I was a little disappointed with the music. But I like the plot of this one a lot more.
I don't know the plot, but I've seen the trailer, so I think
I won't give you any spoilers.
Understand. I think I know what is happening. It's,
she wished for a fairy tale.
Right. It's and not she turns into, like, the villain, doesn't she? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many twists in it.
I feel like I need to rewatch the first. It's been so long I've seen the first one.
You have to understand, Enchanted is, like, my version of Wicked, but with movies. I've watched that movie too many times. In high school.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Fantastic. Brilliant movie. If I'm being really real. No one agrees with me on that one, though.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking coffee, and it's an orange chocolate, I think, coffee. Like, it's flavored, like, orange chocolate.
Oh.
Flavored. Anyway.
I haven't watched any Christmas movies yet because my apartment's not decorated.
I haven't watched any Christmas movies yet either because I don't have cable, so I can't even turn on, like, Hallmark.
Wait, I don't have cable either. Wait, when is that Jenna Claire Mason movie come out with Derek Klena? Because I want to watch that.
I don't know.
We need to find that out. I want to watch that movie really badly. I'm assuming...
A Holiday Spectacular, out November 27th.
Oh, wait, that's when K-pop opens now. It's new. I'm going to be home. No, I'm not going to be home. Oh, that's so sad. I'm sure.
Maybe I'll watch it. I'll be home. My mom loves a good Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh, I'm so sad. I want to watch it.
Okay, so you're like the biggest Wicked fan that I know.
Yes.
If you don't know me, then like I'm a pretty big Wicked fan.
You're a pretty big Wicked
fan. I'm slowly like waning out of that. But Bree is like crazy.
It's my ride or die.
It is. Brie also has brought
two
notebooks.
One of them is dedicated to Wicked. The other one is just some random thoughts.
Okay. Well, if you're on my Patreon, then I mean, literally no one's subscribed to the Patreon yet, but when someone does, like I will post like a picture of one of your notes just so
you should all subscribe to Claire's Patreon. Even though I'm not subscribed, but
it's only $1 a month.
Oh, you know what?
It's $12 a year.
That's pretty good. When I get home, I'll do that.
That's all it is. And you get like, I've made a Discord. I don't know how to use Discord.
I don't know how to use Discord. So
I don't either. It's literally coding. And I've actually wanted to learn how to code before, though. I think that'd be really interesting.
Coding. Yay.
But here's my ad. I normally throw an ad somewhere in here.
Patreon.
It's $1 a month or $12 a year. And there are other tiers too.
Gotcha.
But the $1 a month one gets you like exclusive access. You join the Discord. I'll let you know beforehand who I have coming on the show.
Because
I'm no longer really going to do that on Instagram. So, like, people will know the day of, but, like, other people will get to know beforehand.
Yeah.
And if you're a part of the Patreon, you can send in your own questions.
Ooh.
And I will ask them.
That's fun.
To whoever is here sitting on the Blue Velvet couch.
Blue Velvet couch. With their drinky drink. That doesn't have alcohol because it's 12.
Right.
In the afternoon.
Because it's noon.
It's noon.
And then also there are, like, other tiers as well that you can like sign up for that have like different things.
This is giving me a throwback to my producing class that I took last semester.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to deal with Patreon stuff?
Not Patreon, but we talked about basically like we had to do a paper project where we had to like make an event and like have people give us money and then like what they'll get if you give us a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But that we talked about that.
Yeah.
And I can't ever look at like a playbill now without like looking in the back and like who gave them money?
Yeah, who gave what?
who's subscribing?
Well, we have a Patreon page and we also have a Buy Me a Coffee page. So if anyone wants to buy whoever a coffee that I have like on the pod, or a drink.
Yeah.
They can, and then you know if I don't know if for some reason I was like, we have Jen Colella on the podcast tomorrow or like next week or something. Mm-hmm. Someone can send in money and be like, I'm buying Jen her coffee, and they can say their name, and then I'll be like, so Jen, today your coffee was bought by so and so, and they are a huge fan of yours, and
was bought by myself.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it.
Technically, it was paid for by my dad.
All right. Well, thank you, Dad.
Today, my coffee was paid for by Andre Leftwich. Thank you, Andre.
Yeah.
For giving me money and allowing me to live my dream. Thanks, Papa.
But like with Katie's podcast that I just finished editing, I say, I don't get paid for this. So all of it is paid by, you know, me, which is why we now have a Patreon page and a Buy Me a Coffee. So I'm not like spending all of my money buying people coffees that I'm not drinking either.
Not the drink. I wouldn't be drinking coffee. Buy me a hot chocolate. Buy me a boba.
Well, because it's just like I am so like I'm probably not going to finish that cup of coffee.
I don't think I saw you take a single sip of that coffee.
Took a sip when I literally was like
when you sat down.
No, when I was like, by the way, I'm drinking. Yeah.
You can't.
That's
see
why it. I have. That's why I have a warmer because I forget that I have coffee, so I might as well keep it warm.
You guys can't see it, but I am giving Claire a stare of within such intense judgment.
Yeah, if you know me well, you know that I'm really bad at remembering that I have drinks.
Someone told me that I give the most, like, the best disgusted looks. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a compliment, but I'll take it.
I just have, like, a resting bitch face look.
That, yeah. I do, too.
I mean, like, no, I'm a Scorpio, so.
I'm an Aquarius.
Scorpios have their own ways of.
Yeah. Although
being mad at you.
I must say, I'm pretty sure, like, Aquariuses and Scorpios are, like, not super compatible, I know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But you were, like.
I don't know anything about. I literally don't know anything about.
This is the most Aquarius thing of me to say, but I only know the things about Aquariuses and what Aquariuses don't like.
Yeah, I know very little about Scorpios, and it's usually, like, I've not even looked it up. It's just because people are like, oh, well, Scorpios.
I'm like, okay.
And I'm like, okay. Well, that make, I mean, that tracks.
Sure.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. We're fierce. So. Aquariuses are fiercely loyal, so. Everyone subscribe to our Patreon. And buy her a coffee. Or three. Or 20, you know.
20 would be nice.
20 would be nice.
I mean, both of these mics were $99.
Guys, subscribe to the Patreon.
And this Focusrite was like $150, maybe two.
She's dedicated, guys. I don't know why we're not. This is a high quality microphone.
It's a Shure.
Shure. Okay.
It's the brand.
You say Shure as the brand. I say Shure as I have no idea. Take a sip, guys. Because once again, Brie doesn't know.
I wanted to get one of those. Like podcaster mics that people use, which I think is also a Shure mic, but it's like it's the ones that like hang, and they're like literally $500.
Over the pandemic, my dad wanted me to start a podcast, and I was like, no.
About what?
Theater. Which I mean, like, makes sense, but I was like very anti. My dad's a business owner, so I was like very anti. Like, no, I don't want to do anything that has to do with the family business, and I was like, absolutely not. But he bought these like podcast mics, and I'm pretty sure they're still sitting in my closet. You want to hear my microphone story and why I don't like these microphones?
Yeah.
So, flashback to freshman year of high school. I was scared, awkward, and trying to be a little theater kid. And we have this thing. My choir had this thing every year called Broadway Night. And so basically,
Broadway.
Basically, oh my God, she's taking a sip of her coffee.
I am.
Wow.
Cold. Are you cold?
I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Which is crazy because I'm always cold. Broadway Night.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Broadway Night every year. And so my freshman year, we did, what shows did we do? I think we did, like, we did a medley from Rent. We did a medley from, I don't even remember. I don't know. Rent's really the only important one that we need. I think it was Rent and, like, Aida. I don't remember what the theme was. But we had, somehow those two connected.
Did you have, like, Les Mis and, like, Cats and?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember what the
those just sound like all of the like
yeah
really big like if a school is going to do Broadway Night, like, it just sounds
yeah
like
I don't remember what the theme was. I'll get back to you on that later, not for this podcast, but anyway, we did Rent.
I just interjected right there. I was like, she indeed did not get back to me.
Rent's the key factor in all of this. So we have auditions because, you know, Broadway. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to audition for something. I don't really know what, but I'm just going to try. And we had this part called like the rap. Every year there was always one part of like the medleys that was like the rap. And it was like a fast spoken just part of the song. And so I did the part from La Vie Boheme. That's what was my audition was.
There's a lot of parts in La Vie Boheme, but
keep going. It was like to dance, whatever. I don't even remember the words, but that part of La Vie. Like, where they say something, and then, like, someone has
That's, like, a whole part. That's, like,
yeah.
The whole section.
It was, like, a PG version of that
right
part.
To make a living, masochism.
Yeah. It was that part. And so for my audition, I, like, was, like, one of maybe five people to do it. I was terrified. And someone, like, two people went before me. It was, like, two seniors. Another girl who was a freshman. And then I was the last one, and I was so scared, but I went up and I did it. And after, one of the seniors came up to me, and he was like, that was really good. He was like, you got it. And I was like, okay, sure. And then I did. Slay. Fast forward to like the first rehearsal for like Broadway Night, where we're rehearsing all the parts of the medley. I am the only freshman in this medley. Like the freshmen got other parts of like Broadway night, but it was in the other medleys. So I was the only freshman in Rent, and I was like, oh my god, this is so scary. And I don't know any of them. I was never like really sang by myself before. I've always like sung it in like a group setting. So that was really terrifying. And so we had to sing, why can't I remember any of the songs in Rent?
No Day But Today. There's a song that's literally called Rent.
No. It's Will I. Yeah. So
really sad one.
That was part of the medley, and it was only sung by like the soloist. So if you had a solo in the Rent medley, you were singing the song. I was the only freshman. I was the only person who wasn't in an a cappella group. So I was not used to this. And I wasn't like really solid with harmonies. Like I didn't like singing them. So I literally, Claire, I kid you not, my microphone when we got to Broadway night was all the way down. And every day they were like, bring your microphone up, Brie. We want to hear those harmonies. I was like, okay.
Okay.
And then I literally would just rejoice.
Wait, I'm going to have one of these. Brie brought me.
It's Claire's birthday.
Oh my gosh, they're the little party hat ones.
I know.
I saw these at the, what is it? It's like the Amazon Starbucks thing that's right across from Port Authority. It's like. Not only it's like what is it? Snippers.
Remember when I used to call it snipers?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
No. Yeah.
You say no.
Do you have a favorite flavor of
pineapple?
I was gonna say
no.
Pineapple or orange is like my favorite.
Oh my god! I saw the other day they have just pineapple.
Really?
Yes. They're so good. I'm so excited.
The more you know. Okay, the actual reason why I have you on this podcast, we're going to talk Wicked.
Yeah.
We're gonna do our own.
I was going to see how long it took. I'm surprised. What time is it? Okay, so
we've been talking for 34 minutes.
Oh, cool. And I didn't talk about Wicked yet. Well, I kind of did.
Well, we did.
But not in depth.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll have our own Scent Men podcast.
Scent Men, if you're listening to this, I would love to be on the podcast. I think I would.
Well, now they're with Theaterly.
Theaterly. You follow me on TikTok. Come on now.
So but they're now doing like not all Wicked stuff.
They weren't last season. They weren't doing all Wicked stuff. They started the every other.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I apologize. I don't really listen to their podcast. I'm not a podcast listener.
Neither am I. They are literally the only podcast that I listen to.
I have one podcast that I listen to, and it's called Ologies.
Oh.
What's and that? If you really like, oh my god,
you got three.
You like science?
I don't.
Or like learning about things?
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really cool podcast because it's with Allie Ward. And she brings people on who are ologists. So like zoologists, marine biologists, like people who study something, which is what an ologist is.
Really?
And so every episode is different. So, like, for Halloween, like, for the whole entire month of October, she did four episodes because she has one that comes out every week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all, one of them was about grave sites, and one of them was about vampires, and one of them was about, like, blood or something. But it's, like, she has those, so she has some on, like, what are the ones that I listen to? She's one on octopuses and squids. She has one on dogs, cats.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, like literally every episode is
you said ancient Egypt and I said Prince of Egypt is the key to life. Such a good movie.
When is that coming to Broadway? Isn't that supposed to be a thing?
Yeah. Listen, I will support Stephen Schwartz until he dies. However,
do you not like it?
I didn't like the musical production. I thought
the music sounded really good.
They cut all my... I think the issue for me is that they cut all my favorite songs out. Like, playing with the big boys. Oh, my God.
I sang, There Can Be Miracles.
Yeah.
We did that in choir.
Yeah.
And so we learned all the Hebrew.
Oh.
So people think it's really funny when I'm like, oh, I know the Hebrew to this, and I just sing it.
Yeah. That's not Hebrew.
That's...
Yeah, That's Russian.
I was going to say, she's singing in Russian right now.
Fun fact, guys. I took Russian.
Anyway, Wicked.
Wicked.
So, Brie, how many times have you seen the show?
I told my cousin last week when I saw it again that I wasn't going to tell people how many times I've seen it anymore. But I'll be kind.
It's like 42.
It's 41.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah, you were. You were only one off. 41 as of last week.
And you saw in Chicago.
I did. In your neck of the woods, even though you're not from there. But you spent enough time there.
No, but I lived there for 4 years. Yeah,
so
I feel like that's enough time.
From your neighborhood. You're fun.
I could have voted. You could. In Illinois, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
So, you're a huge fan of the show. You also make costumes.
I do.
You make your own costumes.
I do.
They're actually very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really love the Shiz costumes.
Someone from the cast told me the other day, they were like, your costumes are like good. Like really good. Like better than ours. I was like, okay, I'm going to pause you there. I was like, I'm going to stop you there. I appreciate the compliment. That is simply false, though.
You said it's literally based off of your costumes.
I was like, these are literally yours. I was like, I doubt my paint and hot glue would suffice 8 shows a week.
That's so funny. You just also went to the 19th?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So they turn 20 next year.
They turn 20 next year.
That's weird.
I'm manifesting so many things for me next year. Yeah, they turn 20 next year, which is insanity.
All right.
But slay.
I guess, start with, some theories. What are... Chat with me about Wicked.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we talking about?
Okay, first, I need to say, this is my little promo. Go see the tour. The tour, they are so good. Choices, they are beyond funny. It just, I was in awe the whole time.
The touring productions are really good.
They're really good.
All of them I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while since I've seen a tour.
Yeah.
Wow, these gummy bears are really getting to me. But, it's been a while since I've seen, the Wicked tour.
Yeah.
Also, this is so random, but I'm looking at it. Do you have any friend who might want a Wicked tracksuit jacket?
What size is it?
I think it's a small.
I do know someone.
Because I have two.
Oh. Okay.
I think. I need to find the other one, but I'm pretty sure I have two.
Okay.
You have so many fan theories, which I'm obsessed with.
I do.
And I'm trying to think of one that, you've told me before that I'm... love, but there are many.
My little notebook has questions.
Well, first of all,
yeah,
okay, we've talked about theories that we've gotten really deep in.
Oh, one of them was the bun theory. I don't know if you remember that one. I don't know if we talked. I think
the bun theory,
it was that all the female characters in the show at some point wear their hair in a bun. And it's usually what I've noticed that it usually has something to do with when they're in their it's a moment of them doing something wicked, if that makes sense. What I think is interesting is it's at the points when all these characters do something that kind of teeters on the good and evil, if that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. When Morrible wears her hair in a bun, it's at the very during March with the Witch Hunter. And it's that's the real moment where we're oh, okay. She's truly. It's mm-hmm. We knew that she was bad, but this was that moment where we're okay.
One of my favorite things when I speak with people about Wicked who mm-hmm. Aren't fans of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, Madame Morrible rhymes with horrible for a reason.
Yeah.
And they're literally like,
what?
And I'm like, all right.
My one of my really good Wicked fans. Someone tweeted out, they're like, guys, Wicked story is a circle. It's a circle. It goes from the beginning and it goes correct. Back to the beginning. And my one friend was like, did you know this? I was like, girl, this
that's
is
the whole point that's of like the show. She's telling a story.
I was like, this is the first thing I noticed. It was so funny. It was so cute though. She was like, oh my God, I didn't ever notice that.
Things that I miss in Wicked. Mm-hmm. The dance, the waltz.
Which one?
The Wonderful.
Did you see, someone posted a video on TikTok of the, during San Francisco, and it was a full
It was a full-on dance.
And I was like, bring
well,
that
because
back.
There was more music, too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, but there was a whole,
It was like bum bum.
Yeah, there's a whole moment.
I love that.
Well, because they shortened it for the tour early on.
Yeah.
And then they just got rid of it altogether.
Yeah. I found out.
But I liked the tour. I liked the waltz because it broke up that song.
I found out apparently Chicago was like where they really like settled on all.
Well, because Chicago was a sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially a lot of costume elements.
Chicago and San Francisco were the two like.
But I think it was like because San Francisco came before.
San Francisco came before.
Chicago, yeah. So then Chicago was like really when they.
Chicago was the first tour. Yeah. Right? They started.
That's
there.
When they like really were like, okay. Yeah. That's when they was. That's when I was told. That's like when they figured out Glinda's hair. Because Glinda's hair has. It was on a journey.
It had a journey.
And I'm so happy that her journey has ended. There were some fun wigs.
I never actually saw this, I don't think.
Mm hmm.
But the hat at the top of the show.
Yes.
It's always really cool.
Yes.
Have you heard Ben?
Ben Cameron?
Ben Cameron talking about it.
Laying on the floor.
Laying on the floor with a stick.
Yep. What I personally miss is Which Way Is the Party? For those of you who don't know, that is my favorite song.
From
the Wicked Universe. That's what Dancing Through Life was.
Yeah, it was.
My favorite thing about that song is that it's 11 minutes long. And it doesn't matter where you click on this video to listen to it, it's different.
It's different.
It sounds different everywhere. Ugh, such.
It goes from like the normally Stephen Schwartz Wicked to like this jazzy moment.
Like my favorite is like the country, like
yeah, it's like a
country
vibe. I also don't miss this because you can still hear it. You just have to be sitting in the right spot of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But the electric guitar throughout the whole entire musical is crazy to me.
When I was in Chicago, oh my gosh, I don't know who the guitarist is in Chicago, but they were living their best life. I was sitting on house left, clear as day. Especially As Long As You're Mine, and As Long As You're Mine.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my
god! Well, that's where I let that end. In the main like bah, 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 bah,
yeah,
like in the main like theme.
Yeah,
the guitar has like. It's playing the melody. It's playing, and I didn't. The first time I actually heard the guitar was when I was sitting up in the balcony.
Okay.
Or the mezzanine for Broadway.
Yeah.
And I texted Dan Miguche, who is the music director,
mm-hmm.
conductor currently on Broadway. And I literally was like, there's a guitar there? Like, and he was like, yup. And I was like, you can't hear that anywhere else except for all the way up there. And he was like, well, that's kind of upsetting.
That's not
and I was
good.
Like, you can't hear most of the instruments.
No.
Like, there are some instruments that come through really well,
like
downstairs.
The trumpets.
The trumpets. Well, duh.
Yeah.
And like the drums and stuff. But like, there are a lot of string moments too. There are a lot of like lovely violin,
cello. I love listening
cello.
To the karaoke version of Dancing Through Life because the part where
the percussion on
the
song
like
is really
when
good.
They say like you deserve each other, when Nessa's like that whole part, it's so. Or when Glinda says that like with the hat, it's. Just the scoring for that
it's
is
so
beautiful.
And also, you kind of have to, like, add the vocals with this, but for Wicked Witch of the East, when she's singing, like, the second half of it, it's the part that everyone likes because it's the very end of the song, but it's when Elphaba comes in and is doing her spell.
Yeah, oh, love that part.
And the harmony of that, like, the lines with that, I'm like...
So good. I love all the little... like underscoring, especially in Thank Goodness, like the scene where Glinda and Fiera are like talking and they're like, she's like, I miss her too. And the fact that it's popular, that's great. And then the fact that it's, what is this feeling during Dancing Through Life when she was like giving the hat, I was like, just so smart.
There's a lot of like,
I'm
trying to think of like, you and I have talked for like hours, like till like 3 a.m. some nights.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Like, how like one's very very specific thing, and it's been so long since we've done that that I couldn't even tell you one,
and now I have all this knowledge
I know
from in the costume world of
Wicked. You work with Susan.
I do work with Susan. There's just what I think people always ask me, like, what I love about most about this show, and I was like, it's just everyone who worked on it is like, no surprise, but they're so smart and they're so specific
meticulous.
And they're so detail oriented. It's just amazing. There's an article on Susan's website and she was talking about like the costumes of Wicked, and like I think a lot of people caught up on this is that like Elphaba represents like the ground and then Glinda represents like the sky and like the heavens and all that. And one detail about Elphaba's Act 2 dress that really really got me was that she was like, Elphaba is shaped like a cone because she's coming from the ground, and I have her sort of shaped like a drill bit. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's so smart. I was like, it's just like things
that
like
act that. Two dress
is beautiful.
Is stunning.
It's gorgeous.
It's one of my favorite things of that show because of the layering of that, of those fabrics.
I don't know. Have I ever talked to you about Wicked Witch of the East and that whole scene? Oh my gosh, I've never given you my master class on.
Unless you have, and I'm just not.
No, remembering. I think you would definitely remember if I gave it to you. The Donna of the Vino Ali Mazzi bootleg, I personally believe, is a like master class on what the Wicked Witch of the East scene should be in terms of just everything. And I only say
Ali Mazzi?
Yeah. The Donna, you know the one.
We're talking about Wicked Witch of the East?
Yes. But she's not in that scene, but like I'm saying the Donna Vivino Ali Mazzi boot.
Oh. I was like,
yeah, you didn't know Ali Mazzi played Nessa. Where have you been?
Who's currently in Kimberly Kimbo.
I know.
She's hilarious.
She's
so good.
I saw it off Broadway, and I've never been so excited to see Ali Mazzi. Oh my.
Okay, so you're Wicked Witch of the East.
Wicked Witch of the East. Susan Hilferty's dress has so much like volume layering. There's so movement. It has so much movement in it. I'm like, ladies, I need y'all to show that. I need you to chase Nessa. It's just.
Well, and she has that beautiful like scarf kind of thing going on too. But which I love for, I don't know why, but I.
Also, I was like looking at all the details in that costume are just gorgeous. And also, I love my favorite thing. This was like a new thing that I started. I was like, this is like actually one of my favorite costume pieces is her Defying Gravity cape. Yeah, and Defying Gravity that Glinda puts around her. Because from like far away, it just looks like a black cape.
I've not seen it up close.
There's nothing to it. But when you get set up close, like that cloak that Glinda puts on her in Defying Gravity, it's so detailed. It's like raggedy. It's like stitched knitted together. It's like so raggedy, and I'm like, wow.
My favorite thing is my favorite thing with that cloak is the progression of how the Glindas have learned to put it on her with the clasp without making the clasp make a sound.
Yeah, I've started hearing that. I still hear the clasp.
Oh, is it two people?
I still hear it.
There's a very specific way to use buckles, and you either do it right or you hear every single time.
It's like, here, put this around you. Click. Yeah.
No, those costumes. Well, and I love the costumes because there's not one that is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And
even the ensemble, even the swings, they all have their own costumes. Yeah. I was like, smart.
Does she make a new costume for every single person, or does she reuse costumes sometimes? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when someone leaves, someone comes in that's like the same size, do they just keep that costume?
So I know, I'm pretty sure they make new ones for them, but I think they have, obviously they need a costume
right
before they can actually get it made. But so I know that like if you go to the surplus office, they like have all the costumes from throughout the years, and they like if you flip through them, they actually have this like the tags of who wore it before you. It's like a little book, and you can, like flip through it on the back of the costumes. So I know that they use them so I'm not just like sitting there.
Yeah. I also am obsessed with the fact that there is like a singular moment of point in the show.
A single what?
Like a singular moment of a dancer on point. Like,
yes.
And I think that's so funny for some reason.
I know. I want to make her costume.
Also, props to whoever has that track on Broadway.
Yeah.
Because
that
incline is, and you're on point, and you're like turning and doing things, and she's like dancing.
She's like balancing.
She's like the whole that time. Attitude, she's like always up.
That attitude.
I know.
I was like, you hold it, girl.
That and the choreography for Dancing Through Life is like my favorite, but specifically the dance break.
Yeah,
and Dancing.
I love all the scarecrow references in Dancing Through Life. Especially with the choreography.
My favorite thing is people who are like, I never would have known. And I'm like, did you watch the same show that I did?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. The first time I ever saw it, I was like, I wasn't picking up on that.
I was 7, so.
Yeah. I was also 7, but I don't remember anything for the first time I saw Wicked.
I remember the first time I saw Wicked because I remember leaning over to my mom going, what does that mean?
Because they were like words that I didn't know, obviously. Yeah. And then there were some words, of course, also like in the world of Wicked, you have words that sound like real words, but they're not.
Yeah.
And so you're like literally sitting there like, I don't, like, what word is this?
Funny story about words in Wicked and how this served me. I had a vocab test that I did not study for one dime in high school. And I remember, for whatever reason, all the words on this vocab test were like the real versions of the words in Wicked. And so I literally went through this. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a second. I can just, I literally have a test that I quoted sentences from Wicked, but I put the real words instead of the fake ones, and I got an A on it.
That's how you did
and
it.
And everyone failed this test because it was like one of those, my teacher decided to do something different and do like a pop quiz on like words that we got 2 days ago. And the only reason I passed it was because I knew, I watched Wicked so many times.
I almost wish that those were real words though.
They're in my vocabulary.
I know they're in yours, but yeah. Not mine.
My friend was like, I'll never forget the first time I ever like had a conversation with you. They're like, I knew you were a Wicked fan, but it wasn't until I started talking to you and you started actually using like words from the show that I was like, oh, she's like in deep.
I'm sure it's very confusifying for people who...
It is very confusifying. My favorite word is thrillifying. I use that.
Thrillifying.
I use thrillifying all the time.
That and congratulations.
Congratulations. Wait, I don't know what's going on, but as of recently, I've started getting really annoyed. When people say congratulations on posts that relate to Wicked, I'm like, why aren't you saying congratulations?
You can, you might as well take the opportunity.
I was like, guys.
To use.
I know that if I ever start working at Wicked in any capacity, people are going to be so sick of me so fast. They're going to be like, please stop talking about this show.
I'm surprised that no one has, like, the fact that you aren't running their social medias is crazy to me.
It's all right.
If Wicked LLC is looking for
plot twist, she actually is. No, I'm not.
I would know.
You would know if I started running the Wicked fan account.
You would have posted one of your things and mine by then.
It'd be like every other week. Yeah. Fan Friday. Oh my God! Look, it's Bree and Claire again.
Yeah. Yeah, Brie and I have not made it to the grid.
We have not made it to the grid.
Which is kind of crazy.
But I will never forget the first time I was ever on the story, my friend texted me like, you did it. You did it. I was like, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. People can see it for 24 hours.
Wow, hi, Wicked Musical. We're just two fans, two big fans, asking you to kindly put us on the Wicked grid so that everyone can see us. I will say my one claim to fame is that I was the first fan that they reposted on TikTok.
That is true.
That is true.
You have a lot of Wicked people in the show who follow you, too.
I do, which I always forget. And then I'm like, oh.
What's funny is I forget who follows me oftentimes.
Yeah.
Just because I don't interact with them in any other capacity.
Yeah.
And then I'll have like shared something on my story or something that is literally so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I see like some producer has watched it and I'm like,
whoopsies.
That's great. Whoops. But it's not something stupid. It's just like, it's not like bad. It's just like the only people who would understand it would be like the people I went to school with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm like, social media.
Social media is funny. It's a funny thing. No, I like every once in a while I'll like go back and I'm like, who from Wicked actually follows me? And I'll like go through and I'm like, right. I got some high up people from Wicked following me too. Yeah. And I'm like, ugh. Also, can we take a moment to appreciate the fact that people who followed me on TikTok thought that my username was a play on words?
Because your last name is Leftwich?
Yeah.
I thought that when we first met.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was like witch themed. No, I didn't really understand the left part of it. Although Elphaba is usually the one on the left. So I was like.
That and like the west stuff. So I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, no, guys.
I didn't realize that until I guess it was like when I followed you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I think I followed you on TikTok first.
Yeah. I think people thought that it was like Bree Leftwich, and that was like Leftwich was like my play with Wicked. Mm-hmm. And then people also thought my name was Bree L.
Just like the letter L.
Like, they thought my name was Brielle. Like,
oh, Brielle, like one whole.
Yeah. Hmm. And then I don't know what my last name would have been then.
Interesting.
Brielle. But it was L with one L.
B-R-I-E-L.
E.
Like that's what. Oh.
Yeah. So I guess to which.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember like all of these theories that we've spent. Yeah, you remember your book. There was one that we like went real deep on.
I said that I thought one of my theories was that Glinda started the rumor that Elphaba was allergic to water. Or Fiora.
Yeah, someone, there was one of those that I messaged you about because it was so late and I had just seen the show or something. I wonder if I talked about it with the Scent Men when I had them on the show.
I get really excited about when like people from Wicked or just like in the Wicked world follow me on Instagram. I was like, oh my god, yeah. It feels like they care. I'm like, cool. I got really excited when the Scent Men followed me on Instagram.
They don't follow me. Kevin does.
Yeah. Quincy does. I met Quincy actually on K-pop's first preview. And then I was like, follow.
Kevin and I met, I met both of them at. Yeah.
I haven't met Kevin yet. I've met Quincy. I haven't met
Kevin. They both were at Stephanie J Block's first.
I'm not surprised.
Performance. Yeah. At Into the Woods.
Yeah.
As was I. And I chatted with him for a little bit.
We talked about, okay, because it was when you talked to Kara Lindsay, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because I asked her about it. That was like my biggest, like deepest.
I think it was theory. That where like who started the theory about water, or like does, or was it that Glinda knows?
Oh yeah, I think it's. I think Glinda it was that knows. One. Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if she thinks that she's still alive, but it's like I don't know.
I just feel like if you're someone who's like committed yourself to this friendship. Like, at some point, you don't really lose hope, especially if the person's just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have any other... You have to hope that they're alive at some point.
I'm also just gonna... my favorite thing about Wicked is the fact that Glinda puts the hat down at the end of the show. Because, you know, like, she goes over, she's like, oh, no, oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah.
She, like, picks up the hat and holds it. And then she gives her the bottle. And then she takes the bottle and puts the hat back. I'm like... You either, this is one of two things. One, you really just hate that hat. Or two, you know, and you put the hat back for a reason.
Well, yeah, that's the one thing that I literally don't quite understand. I mean, like, I know it from, like, a technical standpoint.
Yeah.
Because you can't see in all of the fog where the door is. So yeah. That's where she puts it so that Fiora knows where to go.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason why I'm, like, that's the only reason why, in my mind, she would have dropped the hat.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, my other favorite detail about Wicked is with the hat, again, is that Elphaba takes the flowers off of the hat in Dancing Through Life. Glinda gives her the hat, and it has flowers on it, and
yeah.
She takes off the flowers. I'm like, yes, we love a costume standpoint. So my question is, I'm assuming that they're just two separate hats.
I think they have multiple hats.
I know they have multiple hats, but I'm like, are those two specifically two separate hats?
I wonder, it's either two separate hats, or I wonder if, because she doesn't sing in Dancing Through Life with a hat on, right?
No.
I wonder if it's like a magnet type thing where you can just like easily take it on and off.
I have all these questions and I fully have all the resources.
I was going to say, you could literally ask Susan.
I'm like, excuse me. I'm assuming it's a prop.
Because I know that act two, well... End of Act One now has Mike's in the hat.
Yes. Yeah.
For Defying Gravity. Because if you put a hat on top of her head, then the hat covers the mic and then it'll sound really weird.
Yeah.
So I know there's a mic there, which is unfortunate if the hat falls off, which has happened.
It has happened.
There's a video of Shoshana with her hat down. And then she wears the hat for the whole second act. So,
yeah.
Except for
As Long As You're Mine.
As Long As You're Mine.
Can we talk about As Long As You're Mine?
Yeah, we have 3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay. I love As Long As You're Mine.
It's my favorite song.
It's my favorite song. I love I have a whole playlist on my Spotify of like mysterious like Broadway love songs. So like As Long As You're Mine is in there. Forever Yours from Once on This Island is also there. Just like It's such a beautiful song.
It's so beautiful. I'm obsessed. Like I said at the beginning, I'm obsessed with the guitar in it. Which, like, the electric guitar really gets its moment.
Yeah.
With the
and that the transition from I'm Not That Girl reprise into it. Mm-hmm. It's just, when that drum hits.
I'm not that girl.
Boom. And then also, my favorite is when, and my favorite is like the scene when they're coming on in the back during I'm Not That Girl reprise, is that Elphaba, my favorite thing is that like the Elphaba and Glinda, or Elphaba and, sorry, Elphaba and Fiero, they're like walking in the back as Glinda's singing. And Lindsay Heather Pierce and Sam Gravitt, top notch.
Because they're like looking for a place to sit.
That, and just also my favorite thing is that like Fiero like looked back. Like, as if something was, like, going on, and she looked back, and it was just, like, that instinctual thing, and they, like, looked back together, and they kept walking. I was like, yes, correct. And then I was like, wow, they said danger is present.
I wish there were more, because the stage is pretty clear.
Yeah.
You have a few vines going on. Mm-hmm.
That's the only, fun fact, that's the only thing I remembered when I first saw Wicked and when I was 7. Is the set from As Long As Your Mind.
I remember the set because that's when all the smoke came out.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, I can't see a thing because I sat front row the first time I saw Wicked.
Yeah. I love As Long As Your Mind. So good.
Wait, that's a good question before, so the last, second to last question before we end. Mm-hmm. What is your Wicked story? How'd you get into Wicked?
So the first time I ever saw Wicked, technically I was 7 years old. I went with my theater camp and we saw it on tour. We saw it in Philly. I don't remember anything from that show other than the set from As Long As You're Mine and the scene where Nessa stands up, but I don't remember Nessa standing up. I just remember like, bum, bum, I'll fall
the
down.
The existence, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw it. Didn't remember a single thing. Cut to, I think I was like 13 or so, something. I was in my basement and my neighbor had come over and showed me like a bootleg of Popular. And I was like, oh, that's really funny. Again, no idea what this context was. Then I was at summer camp. It was my second to last year. One of my counselors at the time, she was a camper when I was there, and we saw Wicked together. She was like, you're the only one I saw Wicked with. I was like, oh, is that what we saw my first year? She's like, yeah. And so I went home, I did some research, and I found a bootleg of it. I was like, oh my God, wait, I know this show. And this show has literally been, has like had little like moments, like bursts throughout my life. And so like the first time I watched that bootleg, I was like, this is so good. And I just kept watching that bootleg over and over.
There are some good bootlegs out there.
There are some good
bootlegs. I can't remember any.
I watched the one with Carrie Ellis and Aaron Tveit. That was my first bootleg. And then I saw it on Broadway. My parents surprised me for Christmas with tickets. And I saw it and I was like hooked ever since.
Yeah. So Wicked is why I'm in the theater.
No.
Like Wicked is why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I saw it, I think I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So we had front row tickets. And what's funny is, like, this might be the second, now that I think about it, this might be the second time I saw it.
Yeah.
I just don't remember the first one, but I always say it was the first time I saw Wicked. Yeah.
The first time I, like, remembered it was, yeah, that was, like, my hook. Yeah.
And I remember, I do remember, so I never had the CD.
Okay.
Like, I never had the Wicked CD. Yeah. What I had was a burn CD that someone made, and it was for the young people out there. When you burn a CD, you're, like, copying music illegally.
I burned many CDs.
Yeah. And the CD that I had was just like a normal, you could just like get a package of them kind of thing. But it was black and green.
Aww.
Like my friend specifically got black and green. It had Wicked and like a green Sharpie on it. It was very cute. My mom put it in the car, in our car, whenever that was. And she's like, this is what we're going to go see in a few weeks. You should hear the music. And that first chord came down and I hated it. I was like, turn it off. I don't like this. This sounds scary.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, don't do it. I don't want to listen to it. I never listened to it. And then we went to go see the show. And of course, I was like hooked. But within that first song, so the ensemble, the Ozzians, are only allowed to look out and break the fourth wall. I put in air quotes during the first song and March of the Witch Hunters.
Yeah.
And then like the end, basically.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with my friend at the time. We were sitting in the front row, and I think it was the ribbon twirler in red who comes out at the very top. And she, like, saw us and did like a wink or something, or like theatrically waved at us, but not in a way that wasn't choreo style. And both of us, I remember both of us like turning to each other and being like, oh my gosh, she saw us.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like in my brain, like neither of us were like, oh my God, the actor saw us. We were like, someone from Oz just saw us.
Yeah.
And then that memory has been just like a core memory of mine.
Yeah.
So then as I grew older, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to make someone my age of that point go crazy because I have acknowledged them or I brought them into this world. And so that's why I do what I do. And that's my Wicked story. That's why. So when people are like, why are you so obsessed with Wicked? I'm like, I wouldn't be here.
I think the reason I'm so obsessed with Wicked is because it has been in my life. Literally my entire life.
Right.
Like the first touchstone I had with theater was with Wicked. And the fact that I've just these little bursts have like gone through my life. Like I literally had like had memories of like, what is this weird thing that I remember with like rope being in the air?
Right.
Like blue lighting.
The monkeys.
Like what is this memory that what's this strange memory I have? And the fact that like I saw it finally in its full capacity and I was like, oh, I remember now. Like what this was, I think that was the most like touching part to me.
Because I think I remember more of seeing. Because I also, Wicked was not my first theatrical experience.
Wicked technically wasn't my first Broadway show, but I don't think count that. I don't tell people that.
My first theatrical experience was either Mary Poppins or,
mine
Lion King. Maybe?
I think mine was Cinderella with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Wow.
Wild.
I never saw that production. Okay. But I don't remember. The only thing I remember nothing from Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Like, I found the program, like, the picture programs that they used to make. Do they make those anymore?
The programs? Yeah.
Yeah, like, the little itty-bitty books.
They're not itty-bitty, but they have programs.
No, because I have, like, it's like a picture program, basically.
Yeah. We have them. They're not small, but we have them.
Well, Wicked's wouldn't be small.
Oh, no.
But, like...
Yeah.
I had one for Lion King. I had one for Mary Poppins. And I remember finding it in a box. And I literally was like, when did I see Mary Poppins? I was like, I remember like knowing that I saw Mary Poppins, but I remember nothing from it.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't remember that until I found this book.
Yeah.
I know I saw The Lion King because I had a lot of fun. And, I was in like the third row or something and we were on the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh. And as a child, you're like, oh my God, because Circle of Life is happening. Yeah. They're all walking through. And I remember like doing a thing that children are not supposed to do. And I like touched one of the costumes.
Aww.
And I was like, oh my God.
I was like, I'm done.
It was a huge moment because she was like turning, whoever it was. And I just like grazed it as she's walking up on the stage. And that's my only memory from Lion King. Like, I remember nothing else. And the, and I'm like, I was about to say, I remember the tear things for the, towards, you know, in Act Two, but I actually don't think I legitimately remember that. I think that's, I know that from videos, like, having seen. I should probably go see that again. Literally, the last time I saw Lion King, I was like five.
My last time I saw Lion King was my freshman year of high school, or college, sorry.
Like, I haven't seen it. They're 25.
I know. That commercial was so good.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the 25th? Watch it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Cinematic masterpiece. Like the movie.
Okay, so last question.
Last question?
If, what is like the Brie Leftwich signature drink?
Shirley Temple. From McHale's.
Oh my God, McHale's.
McHale's.
What's funny is my friend Cal, who was just on
the
pod, his signature is a Dirty Shirley.
I tried a Dirty Shirley. Wasn't a fan.
I don't think I would like it.
It tastes like cough syrup.
Well, I mean, I think Shirley Temple's kind of tastes like cough syrup anyway, but...
I'm pretending you didn't say that. But okay.
I mean, I do like a Shirley Temple. It just depends on how much grenadine you put in it.
That's fair.
Sometimes they...
Are you a ginger ale or a Sprite Shirley Temple girly?
Sprite.
Okay.
I like a Sprite. I have days where I like crave Sprite. Like I'm like,
yeah.
Sprite, I don't want, I'm thirsty and water is not going to help that. You know what it is? Sprite.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a fountain Sprite. It can't be like a bottle Sprite.
Okay.
So I have to like walk into somewhere.
That's valid.
Get one of those Sprites.
Yeah. I'm a Shirley Temple girl. That's my drink of choice always and forever. Yeah.
All right. I'll drink to that.
Drink to that. Thanks for having me, Claire.
Of course.
This is so fun.
We'll come back and we'll do like a part two.
Okay, and I'll
chat more.
Whatever the question
Wicked.
Was, I had whatever answer I was supposed to tell you that I don't remember.
Oh yeah. Also, I told you I wasn't gonna finish that.
You didn't finish it. I didn't think I finished my drink either.
You probably got...
Now it's chocolate milk.
Now it's just cold chocolate milk.
Anyway. All right. I'll drink to that.
Did you enjoy it? I bet you did. If you want to follow Bree, you can follow her at Bree Leftwich. Yes. Leftwich is actually her last name. Crazy, right? Works for a Wicked fan. You can find her on Instagram and TikTok. You can also find me personally on at Claire.McConnell or on TikTok at Claire_McCon. And if you want to find out more about the Broadway vlogs, you can follow us on at The Broadway Vlogs, or you can find us at www.thebroadwayvlogs.com. I will see you next week. Well, not even next week. You're going to get it this week. Next episode, when I chat with Tyler Joseph Ellis. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so fun. We're going to chat all the Sondheim. He's probably going to school me on Sondheim because I'm so new to Sondheim. But it's going to be so fun. And we chat about Into the Woods Closing Night because we were both there, which was crazy. Anyway, that's it. All right, bye. See you next episode.